For those times where you need to create charts which include connected elements, so things like flowcharts or sitemaps or network diagrams, then lovely charts might be a useful tool to have in your arsenal. It's geared towards producing those kinds of charts with interconnected elements. So all of the facility within it helps you connect together the different parts that you put onto your blank chart. You do first of all need to register and create yourself an account. In the free version, you are only allowed one chart, which seems a little bit stingy, but there are obviously premium and professional versions that you can pay for. There's also a downloadable version that you have on your desktop, or an iPad version too, if you're lucky enough to have one of those devices. You don't have to start from scratch. You're provided with a library of different elements, so they're all related to different categories. So the elements within the flowcharts category are symbols that you'd commonly associate with flowcharts, and similarly sitemaps and network diagrams and so forth. It's just a matter of dragging which element you want onto your chart. You can then do the various kind of editable things like resizing, moving it around, changing the look and feel. It's when you come to connect it with another element that it becomes particularly powerful. So you can just start off with a single element, and then you have two tools. One is the drag and drop and editing tool, and the other one is the create and connect tool. So when the create and connect tool is selected, it's simply a matter of clicking on one of the elements and then dragging outwards from it, and then that instantly creates a child element of the same type. That sounds a lot more complicated than it actually is. In addition to being able to edit the elements within it, you can also arrange them, so you can flip them and justify them, align them with each other. You can zoom in and out of the chart very, very easily if you've got a scroll wheel. So if your chart's becoming incredibly big and convoluted, it's a simple matter to zoom outwards. And you can save it and then share it with others if you're using the paid version, but not so much in the free version. In the free version, you can just save it out as a diagram. So that's lovely charts. Might be worth giving it a try if you've got a complicated chart to produce.